Hey guys, thanks for tuning into our podcast. We hope that you are encouraged by the content. Our vision is that we link people to Christ to see them set free, healed, and empowered. Thanks for letting us be a part of your journey.
So, all right. Hey, give this worship team some love. And my sister here, hey, she ain't no joke. And I know her one foot be tired on that keyboard. Ain't no joke there, but my sister has a gift, and I'm Pastor Bill. If you don't know me, if you're online, we love you too now. So normally you see me, and let me go back. Pastor J and G are watching the show. Y'all better act right. You know what I'm saying? Little amens, hallelujah, run around, whatever. You know, that way when they come back, they're like, Bill, you did awesome, man. Give me some hugs and stuff. I'm just playing, but y'all better act right. Anyway, so yeah, for real. So I'm a big advocate for Jesus who saved me. And I love Jesus, and it's like nothing I've ever experienced. I love my wife and my family, but this is like beyond anything I could ever imagine. So Jesus is real, and you matter, and you matter, and you matter. So we've been on this sermon series for this month called The King, and last week Pastor G started The King, and he was starting about kingship. He explained about kingship, because in America, there's no kings. We're a democracy, a republic. We vote, not in some of those places. We lost our king a long time ago because we did a battle and we won, y'all. We won. So knowing that, I get all excited when I hear about Jesus, when I wake up in the morning. I was up early this morning. So normally I'll say, who you with? And if you want, if you don't know me, what we'll say is Jesus. We want to rock the house. So you know I'm about to do it. So let's rock the house and let our Lord, the King, know we're here as heirs to the kingdom of heaven. Who you with?
Jesus.
Who you with?
Jesus.
Come on, that gets you fired up. I don't know what will. Hey, this morning I was clowning, right? Because I was up like at 3:34. I said, oh my gosh, what am I doing? You know, I'm about to get up and get me some Jesus. So I jumped up on the bed and said, who you with? And Amanda sat up and said, Jesus, and went back to sleep. No, that didn't really happen, but it's cool because she would have beat me down because she likes her sleep, but I'm playing. God is good all the time. That's right. See? So last week, Pastor G was talking about the king, and he was teaching us about kingship because in America, we don't understand that concept of a king. Now, we have some kings that are probably unhealthy, like alcohol, women, casinos, all that good stuff, right? Overeating, you know, all those pleasures of the flesh, but really understanding kingship. And he brought up a couple of points. One was the kingdom of God appears in the Bible, and I got some up here on purpose, appears in the Bible 68 times in 10 different books. 68 times in 10 different books. So it tells us out of the 66, if that's so many, we probably need to be paying attention to it. Kingdom of heaven is mentioned 32 times. And the other thing is, if you didn't get to come last week, you didn't see it online, all these sermons are on YouTube recorded. So you can go back and get some. During the week when you're at lunch, you can get some. If you want to hear me again all week, you could play it every day and get some, okay? Or just do the part of who you with and say Jesus at your work site, and everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah, we're about to leave him alone. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm about to give him that raise. Mm-hmm. He's not normal. We don't want to be normal. That's why I came up here and said, where are the men at? We get tired of being canceled. It's not normal in the world to get up in front of people as men now and do anything like we did today. We break that. We break that in Jesus' name because the king is real. With kingship or a kingdom of heaven or a kingdom here on earth, you need to have a king. And Pastor G made sure we understood you have to have a king to have a kingdom. Without a king, you don't have a kingdom. You have probably disorder. So one thing Pastor G and all of us keep reverting to is the Bible. I am a Bible thumper. Hallelujah. I am a Bible thumper. And you need to get into it. You need to get into it. We need to stop playing. We need to stop playing and get into the Word so we know how God, the King, fits in our life. I got English Bible up here, some Spanish Bibles. Hey, if you need a different Bible, I'll get you one. I ain't playing. That's something as a brother can do for you. we got them up here on the stage in the back. You need to get in the Word. And I have fun with Who You With Wednesdays, but it's discipleship. We're getting in the Word. We're learning about the kingdom of heaven. So I'm going to start off in the Word, and we're going to go to Matthew chapter 21, verse 5. So if you have your Bibles, pull them out. You can use your phone. You are not going to offend me. Just get it out. God can talk through any device. He can do the airways, and he can use the hard-written Bible too. So this is where we see Jesus is strongly identified as the king prophesied. Matthew 21:5 says, "Say to the daughter of Zion, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of the beast of burden." I read that and I said, the beast of burden, humble, a king? Come on. If you hear king and think of king, even in England or wherever there's kings at, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Is it humble, on a donkey, riding a beast of burden? Nah, you know, they styling. Come on, they got them whip that looks good. The tires are clean. Come on, somebody's driving them. They got all this extravagant stuff on. They got Celsa water instead of Oklahoma City water. You know what I'm saying? They got it going on. So humble, and he's coming in on the beast of burden. Let's break that down for a second as we learn about the kingdom and the king. Humble is the practice of meekness, obedience to God, respecter of self, go figure that, and others, submissive and modest. That's what humble King Jesus came as. The opposite of that is proud, arrogant, self-centered, narcissistic. We probably married or had somebody like that in our life, one or two of us in here, who just like to bring the pain and make our lives miserable. So right from the beginning, God is trying to teach us in the Word that the king, that one that came for us, came in humble on a beast of burden. So beast of burden got me to thinking, what is a beast of burden? So I looked it up. Beast of burden, an animal such as a donkey, mule, ox, and others that carries or pulls a load for the benefit of humanity. Think of that. Pulls and carries a load for the benefit of a human being. His children, right off the rip, he's trying to help us out. He came to bear the burden, and this month we celebrate the burden that he took. His murder. Let's not sugarcoat it. His murder that he allowed to happen so we could get back home to our God, so we could have a way back. Now, I don't know about you, but that excites me. It makes me want to say thank you. As corny as I get, I want to say thank you, God, for coming in humble on a beast of burden, because Bill doesn't deserve it. And he forgets all that. That's the king. That's the kingdom you can have a peace in. Some of us may not be saved in here, and that's okay. You came here for something. Some of us are straddling the fence. You came here for something. And I know I'm cool and all, but I ain't not that cool to make you come here every Sunday. Every Sunday to come to Who You With Wednesdays, to try to get into some kind of program that we have here. It's not a program. It's a familia that we do life with. We don't do life alone, and we don't hang around cheeseheads either. So let's be real. It's time to break that off you. Humble on the beast of burden. Golly, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, knowing some of this that we learned last week and this week, and probably what you've learned on your own, because I know some of y'all are in that Word, Jesus is king. And his kingship, we would believe that the king needs to know what's going on in the realm, right? Do you think if you were king or you were in charge of a house or something large, a business, are you going to check it out, or are you going to just sit back and not make sure everything's going right? Because you know somebody's trying to skim off the top. Somebody's trying to get a little self-gratification, do some extra, and come back and report to you and lie. Not all of them, but throughout the stories we've read or see on TV or even can imagine, if you're in charge of something, sometimes your own house, because you know them kids be conniving. I got a lot of kids. They don't connive, do they, Amanda?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are here. They're all here. Oh, look at them all. Come on. So from the beginning of the word that you got to get into, got some Bibles up here if you need some. I'm going to keep saying it, okay? We get into the word in the first book of the Bibles, Genesis. So Genesis actually means in the beginning, the origin of. So from the beginning, God is trying to teach us that he's here for us and not against us. He's here to help us and guide us and not smash us. Now, will he correct us? Yes, he will, because he's our Father, the King. And sometimes we need it. I've heard people tell me, I prayed out to the King and yelled out to him, and I got put in jail 3 days later. Mad as all get out. But now I look back on it, and that was the time I needed to sit still so God could talk to me. I would finally open up my heart to him, willingly let him become my King, even in jail. But I'm not even worried about the hard concrete jail. Isn't it worse to be in your own prison? Isn't it worse to be in your own prison lost? Don't even know your own mind? Steal from your granny? These are true stories. These things happen. Now, not everybody's life is like that, but we still have struggles. We still have things we have to combat. You might be brought up in a great home and still have low self-esteem because you were bullied on the airways. You were bullied at school. You compared yourself to the magazines that you don't fit that model. Hey, I'm in the Big Man magazine and I look good. Come on. Come on. The King made Bill and I'm going to work it. And Amanda loves me big, so it's all good. So Genesis literally means in the beginning, the origin of. So again, let's look at the Bible. So we're going to go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 27. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 27. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created man. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heaven and over every living thing that moves on earth. Genesis chapter 1, 26 through 27. So in the beginning, he alludes to Trinity, us, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In our image, he alludes to the Trinity, us. But he is also one and they're separate. It's hard for us to understand that, but we work through that. And then we grow in faith and believe that he, the King, loves us, gave us a command to multiply, to take dominion over the earth, fill it, and he blessed us right there in the beginning of the word. That's the second time right from the beginning where he says, I bless them. And he blesses us. Think of that. He doesn't yell at us. He doesn't condemn us. He doesn't beat us. But he said, and bless them. Figure that out. Do we deserve it? Probably not, because I know I don't. I didn't. And I'm still struggling to work at it. Just because I got this mic doesn't mean I'm better than you. I'm working through stuff. But I've just gotten better. With God, we're perfect, and he helps us get better every day. So grab a hold of it. Stop playing. Man, woman, child, we can have it. Why not bring our kids up so they don't have to be 54 and gone through 40 years of hell? Why not take the blessing now and break generational curses and turn them into generational blessings? Regardless of what happens, they alluded to the world is whack. It is. But with Jesus, you can have peace even if you're broke. And I've said this before. I have set myself up through God's guidance, that if I lose all my money, I believe, this is true now, I believe to my heart that Bill and Amanda will not go hungry for a year. Because somebody's going to help me out. Somebody's going to love to fellowship with me. Somebody's going to want a bill hug. Come on. I'm going to start charging for those things. Woo, Jesus. Let's look at Genesis 3, 23 through 24. Genesis 3, 23 through 24. And this is a sad story. This is where we're going to see Adam and Eve have to leave their sanctuary, their home, their safety, because they didn't listen to the Father. Like many of us have gone through hard times because we didn't listen, and then we had to pay a price in man's world and in the spiritual realm too. In here. And I'm telling you, that concrete wall, I was in jail for 4 days of my life. I'm never going back. Like the physical jail. And I was scared. I'm a pretty tough guy, but Bill was awake for 4 days. I'm not lying. But in here, it was even worse because I'm like, why did I get here? How did I get here? Why would I not listen? Some of us have been there longer. So this is where God the Father has to discipline the children. So God expelled them from the Garden of Eden and sent them to work the ground, the same dirt out of which they'd been made. He threw them out. He threw them out of the garden and stationed angel cherubim and a revolving sword of fire east of it, guarding the path to the tree of life. Just for a second, try to put yourself in Adam or Eve's spot. We can't, but just for a second, we can think of what being kicked out means. Some of us have been. Some of us have been. For our fault, for their fault, but we know what it feels to be kicked out of a marriage, of a house. Didn't have a home. So from the rip, when you were born, you were kicked out. Because some of us have lived with family that are natural parents that were not there for us. And if they were, you'd rather them not be there because it was a living hell. So Adam and Eve are in the garden, their house, their home. It's beautiful. They don't even have to have clothes on. That's unfathomable. That we can't understand that right now. Everything was pure. They didn't need a thermostat. Their body was regulated. They had everything they need. They didn't have those little sticky things if you don't mow and you stick them on your feet and it hurts. They just walked in the most beautiful thing you could imagine. Whether you're cold-natured or hot-natured, temperature was regulated. The food, spiritual nurturing from the Father in a relationship that's real. Something that's hard for us to imagine, to have that kind of relationship with a father or a mother, let alone anybody. And they got kicked out. It says they got expelled. Got expelled. Now, think of when they walked out. They may have turned back, but now it was closed off to them. Just like the door shutting behind some of us. And then they walked forward together, maybe hand in hand, maybe arguing. Who did this? Who did that? At the end of the day, they both were lost and homeless. They are the first family to be homeless in all of eternity. Think of that. The first family to be kicked out of the house, homeless, unsheltered, having to go into a place of pain they've never experienced, having to work the ground. I try to imagine Adam trying to work the ground with his hands initially, trying to figure out some kind of makeshift tool, what we would call it today, to try to get sustenance, try to taste berries that some aren't good for you, try to drink dirty water, not understanding the gravity of what was out there. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my, that will kill you. I think like that. What were they going into? And with their little clothes that they put together, because now they knew nakedness. They knew sin. So all of us, from the beginning, when they got kicked out, end up homeless from our home in heaven. Not that we wanted it, not that we asked for it, but it's real. And some of us have experienced a place of despair and hopelessness. But I'm here to tell you, God is good and he makes a way. God is good and he makes a way. So don't get to crying. Let's figure out how our King is there for us. So it's scary to be lost. What could be more scarier than that? Can you show that slide? What can be scarier than being lost? There's really one thing worse than being lost. What's worse is being lost when no one's trying to find you. Think of that. You're lost and no one's trying to find you. There are people who are stolen every day. Children, men, women, seniors, some out of their minds just walk out the house and never be found again. And some people aren't looking for them. Some people don't report them missing. I was looking up a statistic and it's horrible. Oklahoma's the number one state with missing people. Did you know that? That's nothing to be proud of or sing a hallelujah to. The number one state out of 50. In America, it says 2,300 a day are reported missing in America. A day. Some are found, but are they? You do the math. 2,300 times 365. I'm not going to give you that number. You research it. So when you see that number, it should make you cringe. Some of us have been lost and know we were part of that number. It's time to stop playing. King Jesus got murdered for us. King Jesus died for us. Let us stand up and revolt against the world and say, I accept the King. Come on. I'm going to throw some who you with in here too, so y'all better be ready and awake. Huh? Who you with? Come on. He's the way. He's the King. He's the way. He's the King. Worse than lost, being lost and no one trying to find us. But here's the victory. The King, the true King, doesn't have people out there all over America and the world running back to report to him. Calling him on one of these Apple phones. I got an Android still. I got to go Apple. I apologize. G's probably saying, Pastor G, he's probably saying, oh my God, Bill, come on. You got to get Apple. Come on. The struggle's real. Stop being lost, but he wants willing children to say yes. And if you've backslid, willing children to come back humble and say, I need help, Dad, and I'm sorry. Forgive me, and it is done. He sees us everywhere. He's everywhere. Regular natural kings have to have people do that. Our God is omnipresent, which means he's everywhere. He's here. He's there. He was at the club with me. He was in the bottle right there next to me when I was drinking the bottle. He wasn't in the bottle, but he was right there next to me. When I drank and drove, I did. I drove and drank, inebriated, drunk, and luckily, by the grace of God, I didn't kill anybody drinking and driving. Luckily, God has allowed me to have restoration with my family. My oldest daughter, my second oldest, my son, my new daughter, my son-in-law, my mother-in-law, who I revere, who puts up with me. My sister-in-law, Amanda's new sister. But I'm not the only one that deserves it, because none of us do. You hear what I said? None of us do. But God said, I will give you grace abundant every day you wake up. Come back to me. Get fired up for me. Say some who you with for me. Come on, say it. Use it at your house. Plagiarism's legal in the kingdom of heaven. That means you can use what I'm saying up here. I ain't gonna sue you. Come on. If you try to sue me, I ain't got no money, so it's all good. Amanda's got to sue her. So listen, some of us and everybody should have got a prayer card coming in or sitting down. Some of us did it last week, but you know what? We're going to do it again. Who needs a it has five names on it that you can write in. Write in one, write in all five. We're going to take a minute because some of us know who are lost. Some of us know the names of family, brothers, sisters, aunties, friends, coaches that are lost. Lost in the world and don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what this is about. We need to stop staying quiet. Even if you don't understand everything in the Bible or can't memorize it, it's okay. Work on it. But tell people everywhere you go, even yourself in the mirror, that God is real and this is how he's helped you so other people can grab hold of hope and not be lost. Tell them that God is looking for them. And here's the cool thing. We don't know everybody's name who's lost, but he does. So he is looking for them. So you can tell him you are not alone. Someone is looking for you, and it's the King. So I'll give you a minute, and we'll pray over him, put him up here like last week. Be bold. If you have to put your name on it, be bold. Put your name on it. Put your name on it. Stop being scared. Come on. Put your name on it. Your children, your aunties, a cousin, even your ex. Because with all that anger of people who have hurt us, it limits us in our growth. You'll never forget, but it's time to forgive them and let them get some Jesus. It doesn't mean they have to come to your house. Let them find Jesus their way. But somebody prayed for me a long time ago, and I finally said yes. I finally said yes. So once you're done, bring those up, and I'll keep going. Also, invite somebody to come with you. Nobody likes coming to church alone because we think we're alone, but that's a lie. And you can teach them that. God's with them, waiting for them. You're not alone. Even if you're broke, even if you're in despair, you get a cling of that little bit of hope, that mustard seed of hope, I'm telling you, it'll set you free little by little. God is real. God loves you, and you matter. If you're online, put the names in the group. We'll pass them on to the prayer team. All this is for the glory of the King so people aren't lost and they can find Jesus. Lord, as we finish these names, you know them all, and we stand in the gap for all those we don't know, but we know you, the true King, knows their name. And we call upon your glory and grace, the blessings you already said you're going to give us, and will continue to give us grace abundantly so we can operate in power if we'll take it, with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, our helper. The Father sees us. The Father sees us. When we feel most invisible and forgotten by everyone else in the world, we can remember that the King sees us. The King sees us. And here's the thing. God sees that child, and I'm not pointing them out for them to leave, but God sees that child, and we don't know because she can't speak words, but she may be raising a hallelujah to Jesus. Who knows, right? Why can't I think like that? Why can't these babies have an encounter with Jesus as an infant? They can grow up and share the goodness of God with one person, or maybe they'll save 10,000 with their testimony, with them getting a podcast, with them becoming a CEO, even a politician that has Jesus in their heart. They can say no to drugs and sex before they're married. They don't have to have children out of wedlock anymore. We can reclaim the kingdom of heaven through the power that Jesus gives us, regardless of what the world's going on. We can live in community and not go hungry, physically or spiritually. We can raise a hallelujah and say, who you with? It's time to stop playing. God's so good. So in Psalms 34:15, it says, "The eye of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry." He hears us. He sees us. And I got a little video we're going to share, and we'll wrap this up. But I don't preach to time. So here's the thing. I know life is real. Some people work on Sunday. Some people have things they have to do. And it's okay. It's between you and Jesus, not you and Bill. Whether you call me Pastor Bill or not, it's not between us. You're not going to offend me. But I serve the King to standard. We need to serve the King to standard, not to time. Because we're going to be eternally on the eternal dash with the Father, the King who loves us. Isn't that us? Who are lost, abandoned, overlooked, left alone? People gave up on us. I drank from the age of 13 till February 10th of 2010 because of things happened to me as a child and then just life. I share my testimony like that, and not all of it for sure, because not everybody needs to know it all. So remember that. So you can see transparency. So you can see that you're not the only one going through it, because many times when we're in our woe, we think we're the only ones going through that. That's a lie of the devil. We're all born homeless. Think of that. God gives us a way to come back. He came on this earth for the little time he was here and suffered, probably was cold, probably was hungry sometimes when they couldn't get their fishing going, cried and laughed with the disciples on the side of a body of water by an open flame, knew what his outcome would be, knew it, but came humble on a beast of burden to take away the sins of the world, yours and mine. That's right. Come on. We ain't got to be scared anymore. Here's the thing. We don't do church and ease up in here. If you yell a hallelujah, at least here, if you stand up and cheer for your God, you are not going to interrupt us, because I might start cheering with you. There's been some burdens that have been broke off of us and are in the midst of being broke. Have you been given something for free and appreciated it more than if you worked for it and gained it? A lot of us want it for free, but we're not going to appreciate it. We got to walk it out. Learn not to do the same mistake again. Even if you open up a business, you're going to learn. Maybe make some mistakes, but keep going. Keep going. I'll come. I'll share the good news of your business, because now we're home with familia, with family. That video was on it, and it said, "Who is thankful for the King?" I ask you, who's thankful? Who's thankful for the King? Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for choosing us. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me and us. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me and having a way home to the kingdom of heaven. You all matter. Online, you matter. Everybody who's on the cruise matter. My sister or my brother matters. They switched on me. It's okay. You matter. You have to believe that too. You can't just hear it from me. It's good that I say it, and I really mean it. You have to tell yourself, I matter. I will change. It will. You better stop lying to yourself and say, it's going to be hard sometimes, but I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to stick it out. So in Romans 10:9-13, it talks about salvation. Romans 10:9-13, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that the God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. It's the way home, y'all. It's the way to have family. Your spiritual family matters, because you may not have a good natural family. Can we be real? I'm not saying don't love them, but love them from a distance. If they give you heartache, if they're in their addiction, if they're in their sin, you can love them from a distance. Put them on the prayer list. Put them on the prayer wall. Kneel and pray in your prayer war room. Wherever that's at, it might be your car. You matter enough to love yourself and have a relationship with Jesus Christ, who will give you peace and joy beyond understanding. You matter. Claim yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Give yourself a little grace. I'm the worst at it. We were talking about it this morning. Come on now. So some of us in here may have never been saved. And it's okay. Today is the day. Hallelujah. Who you with? Today is the day. Because we don't know 5 minutes from now. Something can happen going home. God forbid. But we all do pass away. Just in case you didn't know. So let's just talk the truth. And stop sugarcoating stuff. So if you've never asked for salvation, I'm going to say be bold. We stand straight up giving glory and celebrate with our brothers and sisters. So if you've never been saved, just raise your hand. Be bold. Take a step into glory. Take a step into glory. We are here with you as family. We don't do life alone here. We're not perfect, but we don't do life alone here. We'll talk to each other on the airways through text and say, how's it going? If you've backslidden, went away from the Lord, if you've backslidden and you want to come back home, come back home. Just lift your hand and come back home. I see one in the back. Come back home. Jesus, he's here for you. So let us pray with boldness together. Father, thank you for loving me so much that when Jesus shed his blood on the cross, you freed me from my sins. Thank you, Lord, for taking my burden. Thank you for all that you do, and I praise you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for making that way back home where I'm not familyless, where I have community. And I didn't have to earn it. It's through your grace. I accept Jesus, his sacrifice for me, and receive your forgiveness. Thank you for being there when I was lost, thinking no one was looking for me, but you were right there, ready to receive me in your arms of love so I could come home. Thank you for your blessings. Each of us, we stand committed from this day forward to sharing the good news of your kingdom. You are the King of Kings. Amen. Hey, I want to tell you that God loves you. If you need a Bible, we have them. If you need a brother, I'm here. And I don't say that lightly. And I know there's brothers and sisters in here. And I'll leave it with one thing. Men and women, stand up who you are biblically. Stop running from it so we can get our families put back together, so we can have communities that have the kingdom of heaven deposited right in the center of them, from your house to your neighbors to us. God loves you. You ready? I'm going to say one loud. You ready? Let's wake it up. Who you with? Amen.
Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to take a moment to share this and tag us, as we are on all social media platforms at The Linked Church. Our motto is, why do life alone?